This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tonight, we're seeing some pretty extreme temperatures, with these wind chills bringing it down to negative 25 degrees. Now, with all the snow built up and, you know, schools closing, businesses saying we're not going to be open today, what does this say about people's car batteries and trying to get that started in the morning?
Yeah, car batteries often die in these cold, frigid temperatures, especially when you have a situation like this. So we had a long weekend. A lot of people had off for President's Day and maybe chose to just stay home and hunker down because of the cold weather. Then they go back to work on Tuesday and they realize the car won't turn over. What happens is the outside air gets so cold, the oil in the vehicle thickens, and then it's harder to turn that engine over. So we always see an uptick in battery calls on a day like that.
Now, what are some things that people can do to avoid having the situation where they have to call somebody to get their car jumped?
So the best thing to do is to drive your car. That's the best way to maintain its charge. So people should go for a ride. Keep that in mind. Be careful, but go out, take the car for a ride, make sure it's starting, especially if you need to get to work in the morning and you want to make sure it's running. Like, average span for a battery life around here is about 3 to 5 years. So if you know your battery's about that old, it's something you're going to want to be on the lookout for. If you have the luxury to park inside a garage where it's a little bit warmer, that should help. But with the really sub-zero temperatures that we're expecting to see, we're expecting a lot of widespread battery issues.
Now, we have a lot more electric vehicles on the road now than years in the past. Is this an issue that any of these electric vehicle owners have to deal with?
We haven't seen an issue with electric vehicles and batteries as of yet. We know that electric vehicles don't perform as well in the cold temperatures. They can burn up a charge a lot quicker. But most EV owners do keep track of that and keep track on an app of where a charging station is nearby, or might just choose to use the traditional gas-powered vehicle in the household instead. A lot of people that buy EVs, you know, it's one person in the household trying out an EV while the other person still has gas-powered. So there are ways to work around that. But for the most part, we really don't see at AAA a lot of EV calls because so many of the EV owners keep track, make sure that they're watching that charge so they don't run out of one on the side of the road.
All right. And then just one final question for you. Is there anything about this that I didn't ask that you think would be important to add?
Some of the things that you can look out for with your vehicle, like sometimes there are no signs at all, and all of a sudden it's just not starting. But other times the vehicle might crank. It's making a funny noise when you're trying to start it, and you've noticed that lately. That might be a sign that the battery is wearing down. It's kind of like a grinding or a clicking noise. Maybe the vehicle stalled or the headlights seem a little bit dimmer. Those are all signs that your battery might be going. So it's something to keep in mind there. What's interesting is that Tuesday the 18th is actually National Battery Day. So I guess there's a reason that it falls on that day, which is usually a cold day of the year. But as you mentioned, we've had a lot of cold weather this year, a lot of wintry weather. So a lot of people going off the road, slippery conditions over the weekend, expecting a lot of battery calls. it's really going to be a busy, busy week for AAA. So we do expect at certain times delay in service, even though we have extra people on the roads and on the phones. At the same time, travel's really busy too, because so many people are calling saying we want to book a vacation and get out of here somewhere warmer. And it is February break, and a lot of families are heading down to warmer destinations this week just to try and escape this. So those are some of the trends we're seeing.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.